Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get a chance to talk to our boy, DJ Shockley. Fox 5, you get a chance to watch him. He's on the sideline for Dog Broadcast as well. And, of course, was drafted by our Falcons. He's got a rich tradition here in the Atlanta area with his pops and all the things that have happened with DJ Shockley. One of our favorite dudes, man. And Shock, we certainly appreciate you jumping on with us today, man. Want to start with the Dogs, and then I want to get to the Falcons because they had the bye. But first and foremost, your impressions of where the Dogs are right now, coming off of the win against Kentucky. Where are you at with the offense? Your concerns, if you have any, with the Dogs right now?
Fellas, what up, man? I appreciate you guys having me on. Always a good time when I get to come on with you. And you know what? I think it's been a mixed bag, to be honest. I think we've seen flashes of things like you like. Then you've seen stuff where you're like, man, what is happening here? Then you have lulls throughout ball games. Sometimes you don't start fast. They started fast versus Kentucky, but they had some lulls throughout. And when it comes to the offense, I think it's kind of a similar thing. And I've talked to Kirby about it. It's been well documented. I think the passing game has to be better if Georgia wants to go to the places where they want to go. I think Gunnar is starting to, what we call it, hey, just let it rip, because he had some moments this year where you're like, you got dudes wide open, you got dudes running through seams, you got big plays out there, and then, you know, he kind of takes the conservative route and takes off or hands it off on an RPO or something. And I think that's kind of been the MO of Gunnar to start this season, is he doesn't want to make a mistake. And I've been there. When you know, you got the ball in your hand finally, it's your show, and you don't want to do anything to hurt the offense. I think that's where Gunnar was early in the year. And I think coming into last week, I know this for a fact, they told him, you have to take some risks. So from talking to a few people, they weren't overly upset about the interception. Obviously, you don't want to throw an interception, but they were glad that he actually took the risk as opposed to not, you know, holding on to it or taking off and running because he was afraid of making a mistake. So I think he's starting to get better at, all right, if I see something, I got to let it rip.
Shock, we were looking at a breakdown that somebody did, and I want to say it's one of the Dog fan sites, basically comparing Monken's playbook and the crossover, a lot of screens. Do we look at Monken and we put him up on a pedestal? Is it overblown because it just seems like things were better, or is it just Gunnar just can't do what Stetson was doing?
I think you got to look at who's playing the position. As we both know, Stetson was a gunslinger. Stetson was a dude that didn't care about making mistakes. You had those moments in the game where you're about to pull out your hair and you're like, all right, that's cool. And I think it's the opposite when you got Gunnar. Gunnar is not the I don't say he's a risk taker that Stetson was. So I think that's the biggest difference in some of those situations, is Stetson don't mind throwing an interception. He don't mind throwing it into double coverage. He's going to give his guys a chance. And I think Gunner's starting to get there. But to start this year, he has been way more conservative. And one thing about Georgia's offense is they use the nouns and the bubbles as outlets in the RPO game. So there may be a light or heavy box, and if it's a heavy box and you don't like it, he just rips it out there to try to pick up 3 or 4 or 5 yards, and that's just kind of out. So it looks like they're throwing a lot of them. Yeah, they do use the screen game a lot, but I think they also use those as outs in the run game as well to give Gunnar somewhere to go with the football in case the run game's out there.
Let's talk about defensively, and again, you said it's been inconsistent, but we know this is not the defense that won back-to-back national championships. What do you think they're lacking, Chuck?
Yeah, I think it's obvious. I think it's something that we've talked about with our Falcons for a long time, is pass rush, and that's weird coming from this Georgia defense where we're used to having the Jalen Walker come off the edge. We're used to having the Mykael Williams and the, you know, Jordan Davis's of the world, and you just don't have that guy right now. You're still trying to figure out who that guy is. I think they got 5 sacks on the year right now. I remember the game versus Alabama. They tried zone pressure. They tried man pressure. They tried to rush forward. They tried to add with 5 or 6 and just could not get to Ty Simpson. So that's a big deal, is trying to find ways to create pressure for this defense. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing right now is you got these dudes in the SEC who can sling it. We saw Aguilar do it for Tennessee, sit back there and light you up. And, you know, everybody's talking about the secondary. Yeah, they're part of it too. But when you got time, it looks good. We saw versus Ty Simpson. He had a well of a day back there because they couldn't get to him. So he had plenty of time to sling it all over the yard too. So when you're playing against these style of quarterbacks who are gunslingers from the pocket that can hurt you in multiple ways, you got to get them off that spot. You got to move them. You got to hit them. And Georgia just hasn't been able to do that as of late.
I know we talk a lot as DJ Shockley joins us, guys, from Fox 5.
Fox 5.
Here on the WaitForIt.com hotline is, I mean, the Jimmys and Joes and the X's and O's. And are they going to develop, or can you scheme it? Can you, I mean, is it, I mean, can Schumann burn all the midnight oil and they're still not going to get any better at this? Or how do you make it happen?
No, I think they can, man. I sit in there pregame. I sit in there halftime. I see them make the adjustments. I see them talk about everything under the sun. So they're very well prepared. They scheme up really good stuff. I mean, they know exactly what's happening. It just comes down to pure execution. And I'll be honest, they have – I mean, I heard them talk about certain stuff pregame and halftime about what teams are going to do when they line up in a certain formation, when they bring this motion, when this guy lines up here, this is the two plays you're going to get. The scheme is there. They're teaching them. They're developing them. These are some of the smartest coaches I've been around. It's just about execution in the game. It doesn't take but one thing for one guy to get his eyes out of the wrong spot or one of the D-linemen to take a wrong angle or take a wrong gap, and now you're out of a gap, and now here comes they're busting out a big 30, 40-yard run. Or similar to Tennessee, one guy was looking in the backfield, and you know his guy came right behind when he should have been in the high hole. I mean, just little things like that within the ball game, I think, is what's hurt them. They are definitely – taught to do the right thing, but they just got to go out and execute it. And lately, you know, they've had instances where they have done it and when they haven't.
Shock, let's talk about our Falcons, man. Shift gears. You guys do a great job of covering the Falcons. And bye week was, I guess it came at the right time, right? We needed AJ to get right. We needed, you know, some injuries. Yeah, some guys coming back. But we know it's not going to be easy with the Bills coming in here. You watched that Bills game last night like a lot of Falcon fans, and you're going, okay, can we do what the Patriots did last night? Because you saw some vulnerability. But I think that the Bills are correct all those mistakes. They didn't play well last night, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's what kind of scares you. Is, all right, you saw a little invincibility from the Bills, and like, man, you thought they were a team that's going to be hard to beat. But then you saw some stuff where you know they're going to be like, okay, we got to go back to the lab and try to clean up all these things heading into – the Monday Night Football game versus the Falcons. They're going to know that they can't do those same things because they're going to look on film and see, hey, this is a team that already had their moment where they were slapped in the face and they had to regroup and come back, and they won't be coming into the ball game feeling that same way. You saw times where they were able to get to Josh Allen or times where they forced him into some bad situations. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens, but it's good to have those 2 weeks off for sure from last week where guys can refresh and recharge and then get back. But you're right. Getting some of those key guys back, like AJ, is going to be big because we saw Mike Scott from Florida State have some big plays with my man Coleman making right. plays on the outside. So he's a big physical receiver on the outside. We definitely need our key guy back to kind of hold him down.
Well, we talked about, I mean, we drafted Pierce and Jalen Walker for a reason. So I know, obviously, everyone had a big breakout in Minnesota. Is this where we literally release the hounds and the Vols, and these guys can be a difference maker trying to keep Josh from doing all those things you talked about?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, well, one cool thing is we saw some of it, you know, early in the season where Jalen Walker was a spy, and he did a lot of that when he was at Georgia to run down these athletic quarterbacks. You're going to have to do some of that at times, but then also get times where you got to be like, all right, let's go get him. Because once he gets a full head of steam, we all know what Josh Allen is all about. But I think you got to mix it up from pre to post snap on what he can see because he wants to throw the football down the field. That's going to be another part of it is kind of being really good on the second play. As we know, there's a first play to every situation, but Josh Allen is really crucial and hurts people with that second play ability. We got to be able to go get him for one, but also plaster on the back end. So, yeah, get those dudes rolling and ready to go, and so we can get after them.
Shock, were you – I don't think you were, but surprised the way Michael Penix responded against the Commanders? I mean, he played terrible the week before, and then comes back, man, and you would have never known. If you didn't watch that Carolina game, you would have been like, man. But that's his makeup, isn't it? Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, no doubt about it. I think you knew that from day one. And I think I heard him talk after the Panthers game, and you can see the disgust on his face. And knowing – I've talked to Mike a few times. I've heard a lot of people talk about who he is and what he's about. You just knew he would respond the right way because he's that kind of competitor. He's that kind of dude that, okay, he gets knocked down, he's going to find a way to get back up and play a better ball game. I guarantee you, he probably wanted to go back out and play that Monday after the game because he felt so bad. But I knew he would respond in a better way. He's a guy that is used to winning. He's not used to being a guy who, you know, people talk about in that kind of manner. And I heard him say after the game, you know, yeah, it's not – I'm not listening to what's going on the outside. No, it's I disappointed myself. And that's the one biggest thing that can hurt me more than anything than what anybody else can say on the outside is – I got to prove it to myself, let alone somebody else on the outside.
It's a DJ Shockley with us, guys. Former Bulldog, former Falcon on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I think Pitts is doing a great job. Matter of fact, I think, you know, the only thing Penix can probably do a little bit better job of is find Pitts, because I think he's been open. All the conversations we've had, Shock, about what he is, what he isn't, he seems to be doing well. Does he need to be a bigger part of this offense? And that's on Zach Robinson.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it don't matter who you put on Pitts. It's going to be a mismatch. And I think he's found a newfound something in him, and he's not just catching the football and going down. He's trying to make people pay after you catch the football. That's what you love, is the yak that's coming after it. And he has found some with Penix, and I know Penix has looked for him. I remember the first day at camp, we all was there. We heard him talk about it. Hey, y'all saw Pitts get the ball. I think that is still part of what they want to do, is get him the football. And we've seen over, you know, this time that Penix has been the starter, that, you know, if he feels good about a guy, he's going to put him up the bat. We've seen that with Drake. Mm-hmm. Now we've seen it with Kyle. Hopefully he is a lot more a part of this offense, because he can create in multiple ways. And I like the way they're using him inside, outside, get him in motion, splitting him out. I mean, there's so many variations of the concept that they're using to get him open that's making it really, really valuable for this offense.
Hey, Shock, before we cut you loose, just want to bring it back to college for one sec, because you played at the position and so much was expected. And again, it's not like it's being defined by one season, but talk about Arch Manning. It seems like he's doing some good things, but yet he seems like he's missing. What's your evaluation where he is right now?
Yeah, I think it's that mixed bag for Arch. I think if you look at some of the big games that he played, obviously the Ohio State game and his last Florida game, you can see some misses where he wants to pull the trigger, and it's been a little hesitant as well. And, I mean, he's only completed 60% of his passes, so that tells you he's had a lot that's been off. He hasn't been on his game when it comes to that. And I think the running game and pass game, they're kind of mediocre right now. You look at the numbers, they're 9th and 10th in rush and pass, so they're, you know, near the bottom of the SEC in all those different categories. So they got to try to get the run game going for them. Last week, I think, versus Florida, they rushed for like 50 yards. That's going to be hard on anybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a quarterback to have a good run game, that's what you need. But Arch definitely is kind of living through some tough times right now in the SEC. That's only going to get harder for him. They got to figure out a way to get him some easier throws, but also it looks like he lost a little confidence, too, throwing the football.
Great stuff as always. My man, DJ Shockley, appreciate you stopping by, bro. We'll see you up there this week.
All right, fellas. Appreciate y'all. Y'all
cool.
Be good.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.